call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. Welcome, everyone. I'll just say at the front end, we're going to hold on to Senate Bill 765 and not work that today. But we are going to do a work session on Senate Bill 610. And so I will now open a work session on Senate Bill 610.
Madam Chair and members, Senate Bill 610, you should have a copy of the Dash 3 amendments in your packet. Those are the operative amendments this afternoon. The bill expands approved transportation costs that can be included in the school formula transportation grant. The additional approved costs are costs to retrofit or replace school buses to reduce or eliminate diesel engine emissions, but the costs cannot include money from the Clean Diesel Engine Fund that basically came from the state, from state deposits into the fund. So it would allow all of the federal dollars that flow through the Clean Engine Fund then to be eligible as approved transportation costs when it's used for this retrofitting or replacing of older diesel buses. The impact depends upon primarily how much federal dollars may end up into the Clean Diesel Engine Fund, and that is uncertain at this time. Some of it may be federal stimulus dollars. But whatever then is used of those federal dollars for retrofitting then would be eligible for transportation grants at one of the percentages, 70, 80, or 90% of transportation costs in the school distribution formula.
Okay, so this might actually help to attract some stimulus dollars. Is that what you're saying, Steve?
Madam Chair, yes, it can be used for matching funds.
Okay. We have people in the audience who are capable of expanding on all this if we need to, but I think the bill is pretty straightforward. So, Senator Morris, do you have a motion on the Dash 3 amendments?
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 610.
Senator Morris has moved the Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 610. Is there any discussion? Objections? So ordered. Senator Morris.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 610 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 610 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
One little question.
Yes, Senator Tilford.
Are these 370 buses that would need to be retrofitted, are they kind of smattered all over the state, or are there certain school districts that have a lot of these buses, or just... I'm more curious than anything.
We have just the people to answer that question.
Thank you. My concern is like, you know, doing this to an old bus, how much longer is this bus going to be alive?
Madam Chair, Senator Tefler, the retrofitting does not work for buses that are pre-93 and older. So they would have to be replaced, with a thing. It only, because of the technology, only buses that were built between 1994 and 2006 qualify. And yes, they are scattered all over the districts, you know, from state to state, all from corner to corner.
Urban and rural.
Urban and rural, yes.
That's right. Madam Chair, Senator Telfer, Tricia Smith for the record. Did you tell him who you were?
Yes. For the record, Stephen Hewlett, Oregon Department of Education, Director of Pupil Transportation.
I usually catch him. I'm slipping up here.
He was quick.
I agree with what Mr. Hewlett said, and also would add that one of our disappointments this session is that because of drafting and personnel changes and some other unavoidable things, we were not able to bring to you a bill to that we worked on with the Oregon School Boards Association to require school districts to have a school bus replacement policy among their other policies, because many districts don't realize that after about 15 years it costs more to operate an old bus than it does to buy a new one, and so this causes them to think about it. And so we'll be back with that next session.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Madam Chair, for the support of the bill.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to send Senate Bill 610 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any other discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Is there anybody who'd like to carry this? I will carry it then. And I just want to say I think this bill is a good environmental bill and good for the health of our children. And that's what I'll say when I'm on the floor. So that's it, committee. We are, this is the calm before the storm, I think. We've got a whole bunch of items of all descriptions headed our way from Senate committees, from House committees, from committees of committees. And so enjoy the respite. We have Monday off. That'll probably be our last Monday off. So get prepared to really crank her up. We are adjourned.